Welcome to Blue Collar BS, a podcast that busts the popular myth that we can't find good people, highlighting how the different generations of today, the boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z, are redefining work so that the industrial revolution that started in the U.S. stays in the U.S.
Welcome back to part two of our conversation with Alex Pauls. This master electrician out of Canada shares some great stories, and Steve and I have some fun with him. Enjoy part two with Alex Pauls.
So how can we make that the conveyance of the why in the blue collar space? How do we help convey that message stronger, that the need is there to do that, to spend the time to do that?
I just think guys need to set aside the appropriate amount of time to communicate that properly. At the beginning of the day, you have a safety meeting anyway, right? You check off, you go through your safety meeting, you check
it off. I mean, that's kind of subjective.
It's different. That's what I would do.
It's different in Canada.
It's just safety.
When I worked in our company, it was like mega safety, and I was a safety officer too. So we would have our safety meeting. But then it can quickly turn into, okay, so here's our goal for the day. Here's our goal for the week meeting. And either way, you have that goal for the day. And this is why we're doing it. But how easy is that to say, okay, these are the things we're going to do and accomplish. This is what you're going to learn from doing those things. And how long did that take? An extra 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes to just say the why and what your takeaways are. You know, like these are the tools you're going to add to your toolbox, you know, in your brain at the end of this project.
Right.
And you'll be able to take that going forward. Like, and I noticed that with my children, like they're only 14 and 11, but they like to know what their takeaways are and how they'll be able to apply them later. And Brad, you're laughing at me. Okay.
Tell me why you're laughing. I can only imagine. Here's the takeaway. Clean up, take care of the dishes. The takeaway is the kitchen will be clean. There you go.
Well, my kids have heard me say, this is how you get ants about 1,000 times.
Yes.
When I find plates under the bed. This is how you get ants. This is why we don't do this.
This is how you irritate the crap out of us. Continue to do so.
Yes.
Please firmly do. Take away your devices.
I think that's a huge takeaway from today is, you know, you have your safety meeting and then you have your quick takeaway about what kind of tools you're going to learn moving forward for troubleshooting, for building, like construction, you're always learning something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was lots of days where all I did was just pull cable. I just pulled cable all day long, but I didn't know why I was pulling that cable. What the heck was I going to do with it after? Oh. Then in the summertime, I'll be wiring up all the cabinets of all the cable that I just pulled. I didn't even know that. All I'm doing is pulling cable for 2 weeks.
Miles of cable.
Yeah. Construction was an interesting gig in electricity. I only did that for about a year, and I was mostly a maintenance technician, but it's an interesting world. Definitely. I was joking that with my wife the other day, I said, I wonder what the safest trade is. And I was thinking maybe a plumber. Maybe a plumber is like the safest. And like roofing, you'd think that'd be a dangerous job, right? You fall off the roof. That's a pretty bad day. Electrical, you know, you're going to get zapped one day and maybe not come home. But plumber, you get some shit on you and could be bad. Could be bad.
You could have a shitty day. You could really have a shitty day.
There's dirty plumbing and clean plumbing, though. So just... Remember that too, right? You have the whole water side of plumbing that's not waste plumbing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Drywall, that's a rough game. I mean, you're breathing in all that crap. I don't know.
You got masks for that. Masks and vacuum cleaning. A lot of the stuff is vacuum now.
I don't trust masks for anything.
Vacuum sand. Wow.
Yeah, let's go there.
Let's go there.
It's not a fun. Nope.
Let's do it.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I'm like, I'm going to wear my asbestos mask.
I'm going to meet you. Stop it. Stop.
That's a mask. That's a respirator.
Yeah. That's right.
Sure. And I had to be clean shaven. I remember I had to be clean shaven to wear my respirator. And I mean, that's safety.
Your air filtration device. Okay.
I was one of the first guys questioning politicians because I know safety. And I know when you look at these boxes with these blue masks, I'm sorry, Brad, you can
Sweat this out. Let's mute Brad. Let's just mute Brad.
But it even says on there, is not PPE, does not protect you from anything. And I'm the conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Next topic. Move on. What are we moving on to?
No, this is, I want to say to all the crazy guys out there, they know what the time is, and we are the best. Right. We are smarter than science. We are smarter than science.
We are way beyond our time here today, Alex. Wow, thanks for coming back. We really do appreciate it.
I'm getting a hook.
Wow. Man, Brad comes in with a hook. We can't even mute him.
Man, it's just starting to get good, Brad. The vodka's kicking in.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, awesome.
Asbestos is no joke. Asbestos is no joke, Brad.
Yeah, it's no laughing matter.
And I want to say to all the guys out there working with asbestos, you wear your masks and you clean them properly, and you're clean shaven for a reason, because you don't want to bring that crap home 20 years later to get, you know, your lungs all diseased.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time, you know, you'll be dead soon, Brad, but I'm going to be living to about 120. No. I got a long life ahead of me, so I got to make sure I take care of this shrine.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I saw you eat when you were in America. I got to see you in October. I got to see you in November last year, and you weren't necessarily treating that shrine all too well.
I love fried food. Yeah, my arteries are probably all black, but I still got time.
Wow.
My wife makes me eat really clean up here. So you come visit us in Canada, we'll take you for some salad.
Oh, great. Get you some California lettuce. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as the...
Oh, Brad is muting himself. Steve.
Yes, he is.
Even the next thing, we can talk about all sorts of controversial stuff while he's muted.
Right? This is good. I'm glad he's muted now.
And have more fun.
It is. So when we talk, you know, continuing down that road of setting expectations, right? All those things that we've learned, what is the one thing or two things that you've learned throughout your time that you would say, these are the things I would really hope the next generation would learn?
Passing on really good habits and killing off the old ways, just because they've been done for, you know, forever, doesn't mean that they're the right way to do it, but adapting good habits, adapting a real curiosity for learning. I think that's one of the big things, is not just doing things for the sake of doing them, but adapting the curiosity, learning. And I think that is actually a way bigger impact on technicians, is not trying to learn so much all at once, but take those Lego pieces and build them onto each other, and becoming a really well-rounded technician. And not, I'm a little bit guilty of this. I worked as a tech for about 11 years, 10 years. And I was so, even when I was a tech, I was so hung up on trying to climb the corporate ladder and almost like get out of the trades and get into the engineering. And don't be in such a rush, because you are building such a foundation of knowledge that when you do move up into a supervisor role, you want to be a black belt as a technician. You don't want to be some guy that doesn't know anything, and he became a supervisor because he was the clown that would always get hurt, or you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be that guy that gets promoted for being so crappy at your job that they were sad. They're like, couldn't fire you.
Yeah, they wouldn't fire you, so they just keep promoting you, or they'd move you into a safety role.
You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy. And everybody knows that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be curious. Build on your foundation. You can still level up your career. You have a long time. Don't want to prematurely jump out of it just because an opportunity. It's usually a red herring. Like for me, it was kind of a red herring. When I left, I really wanted to get into the engineering role, get into the office. And then I just found myself missing the challenges. I missed the guys that I worked with a lot. Like, that was the hardest part for me, was like missing my brothers. Like, there's a reason it's a brotherhood, right? And that's another thing I would say to the next generation, is those are your brothers and sisters. You know, there's a lot more female employees now too. These are your people. They're not your competitors. This is probably the best environment of work that you can have. These are people that have your back. In an office environment, people are kind of they're zigzagging. They're trying to move ahead in their career. And as a technician, you know, yeah, maybe Jimmy got 10 more hours of overtime, and that's probably your worst case scenario, is some guy got some more overtime hours than you. But really, right, you're all on the same team.
Alex? You know what, Alex?
What's that?
If you actually did the fucking job and the time it was allotted, you wouldn't need the overtime.
Probably.
Says that, right? You wouldn't have four coffee breaks. We would have got it done on time. We wouldn't need to worry about overtime.
We had a guy that was so good at getting overtime. He actually, on a Friday afternoon, did a burnout in a gravel yard and buried his van so deep that he had to call in a tow truck, and he got 3 hours of overtime because his van had to get pulled out. It was hilarious. He was the master of overtime. It was hilarious.
Wow.
So anyway, if you want some overtime, run your stereo all day with your key, but the ignition's not on. Just have the stereo going, and then try and start your van at the end of the day. That'll get you a few hours overtime when somebody has to come and give you a boost and get you out. So that's like a free tip.
Wow, free overtime tip.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's only if you have a government job, though. You know, private company's not going to appreciate that too much.
No, not at all. Not even close.
Yeah. And you can only do that once, because you don't want to be that guy that gets the rep for being the idiot with the radio on that needs to get boosted.
Oh, there. And those guys do exist for sure.
Yeah. I hope that helps. I think that's some pretty good knowledge, right?
Some knowledge drops.
Yeah.
Some Alex Paul's Canada knowledge drops. We can't ask.
It is amazing how much I missed the people that I worked with and how I still actually communicate with them. And this is like, I probably haven't worked in the field for 10 years and I still communicate with a lot of those people. And
so let's ask the question, Alex. Here we go. We know that from episode one, you knew at some point in time you wanted to be working with your bride and have a family business. So how do you get back into the trade space, field space, and give back all the things that you want to see make an impact? What are you going to do there to foster or to fuel that desire that still exists inside of you?
So my goal right now is with KP Design, we have it built really good. The engine's running really well. The means to the end is we want to buy a big piece of property, and I want to start getting back into construction and building multiple properties on that property. We want to build a healing retreat, and this will help me bring in, you know, plumbers, framers, electricians. I can do the electrical myself too. I really see myself.
Maybe not to code, but you could do it.
It'll be close.
Oh, it'll be close.
Yeah, it'll be like Waco, Texas kind of thing. You know, have our own compound. It's funny, that just showed up on Netflix. I'm like, man, I gotta watch that. I could be the new next David Koresh. You know what? I really see myself in the future building again. I really like building with my hands. I like, I love electrical still. I feel that need where it's like, okay, maybe not after a couple of really hard days. It's like, oh God, all I want to do is sit in front of my computer and do some easy SEO, Google Ads stuff. Like, it's so nice just to rest my old battered body. But, you know, the builder in me, the electrician in me wants an excuse to get back into that. And that's going to be my excuse. So that's kind of the next phase of our life. We'll be building this and then running that business and growing it. And I'm really excited about that. And that'll get me a chance to hopefully connect with some of the guys that I used to work with. If I could like bring them in to work with me again, that would be a pretty neat gift I could give myself.
They're older now and they're more expensive.
That's true, but they're not as useless as they were when I first had them as my trainees. So,
so when you share this with them, they can hear that. Perfect.
Right. Yeah. No, they know I love them.
Yeah, they, I really love you guys. Really, trust me. I just said that for effect on the show, and it really.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know how useless we are when we first start, right? We're just we have to take it with a grain of salt. Listen to
episode one of this show.
Well, there you go. You get better and better as you do things.
So
it's all Lego. It's all Lego, Brad.
Right, vectors and ball bearings. No big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm thinking by now the old generation is kind of out of here already, right? Like it would be like me, like I would be the old technician. You don't think so?
No, oh, not even goodness.
There's some Joe Bidens out there still hanging on to the
You just want to keep pushing that political button, don't you, Alex? All Canada. Guy that's sitting up there all happy and just
it's you know, like watching Weekend at Bernie's every day in America.
The guy that wasn't sure if he could get across the border and back into his country or not.
Oh my goodness. Seriously. How are we picking these people? Like, I don't think people
again.
Hey, you know, we got problems here in Canada too. We got big problems.
I think it's like the Wheel of Fortune. Oh, you just spin something and that's how it's determined.
Well, I mean, it's like they take the trashiest of the trash bags and it's like, okay, you're gonna lead the country. It's like, wow. Because no good people want to do it, right?
Right. Next topic. Let's move on. What's the next
Damn it, Brad.
I know.
Come on, Brad. This is fun.
No. We're not a political show.
So
on the next episode, I'm coming back. We're gonna talk flat earth the entire time, just so you know.
Yeah, flat earth. Yes.
Awesome. And I'm not even kidding.
I want to talk flat earth and how dishwashers are just ruining the environment.
Oh, I never thought of that.
All right. We're gonna end this chaos right now.
No, Brad.
I did have a question.
Yeah.
All right. Then ask your question.
So you had mentioned about bringing in plumbers and different trades to do like a retreat thing. So give us your idea. Like, how would that look? If you were to do that tomorrow, what would it look like? And how would we encourage the trades to come to something like that?
Well, as I was leaving my career, I was gearing up to be a project manager. So I feel like this task that I'm going to do will be kind of completing that fate. Is me forcing myself to become that project manager because I know that I'm actually really good at that. I wouldn't necessarily want, I mean, part of me would want to do all of it, you know, get my hands in there and just say like, oh, it was me. I totally did it. But the wise man in me, the older guy in me knows that I can do 10 times more with some great people around. And that, that would be the wisdom that I would have to, you know, assemble the Wu-Tang clan of trades and we would assemble like Voltron, Brad. You remember Voltron?
Yeah.
And we could combine our strengths and make something incredible. And I was talking about this today with Andy, actually, beginning with the end in mind. So I would have to make sure that the entire plan is done. And then as a good project manager, do it in phases. And that's basically how I would get it done. That would be the smart guy in me. The youngster in me would just like buy the land and then just start with one little thing with no plan at all, right? Just kind of just shoot from the hip. But the old man in me would be just make sure I have everything.
Well, you already have the end in mind. You already have it built.
It's up here. I gotta find that property.
You just gotta get your wife to understand that she doesn't see the whole vision that you have in your head. Right? Oh,
this is our idea. This is totally me and her. She really wants.
I know it's you and her, but if you're the GC, your vision and her vision may not be identical.
That's
and just
true.
A little tip. Just a little tip. If you're the GC and she's the client, as an example, just be careful that you make sure you understand your relationship is when you're the GC and when you're the husband, because. You might, because sleeping with your clients are not a good idea.
Then I'm disappointing her on two levels.
That should be the name of the show, Sleeping with Clients.
Yes. I always joke that I'm only good with disappointing one woman. I can't disappoint more than one. So, so but if she becomes the client, no, she's not the client. I'm the rough, and she is the, she makes things beautiful. She, you know, like I can frame something and then she can make the inside incredible. And that's her gift. You know, I can work with her, plan it out, make these spaces, and then she makes them beautiful. I know where my limitations end and her strengths begin, and vice versa. So, and yeah, no, still that's, but that's a good point, Brad.
You're still working at KP Design. That's impressive.
Exactly. I haven't burned that bridge yet.
All right, so Alex, I know you shared this last time, but if there are some young electricians or some high voltage folks, or even a an aspiring high school student that wants to talk about high voltage or high energy type work or the things, how are they going to get a hold of you? Where do you hang out? What rooms are you in? Where do people find you so that those conversations can happen? Because I know you are going to be more than happy to give of yourself with somebody that wants to get into a trade, into a opportunity. And sometimes a young person just needs that, not their parent, not their teacher, not their aunt, not their uncle.
Yeah. I think the easiest way it would be to like DM me on LinkedIn. I'm in there, and you can always go to our website, kpdesign.ca. Even if you don't need a website and you just want to get in contact with us, that's a great way to find me, kpdesign.ca. And you know what? I really recommend the trades to people. It helped me a lot when I was young. And I mean, I got married. This is embarrassing to say, but when I got married and we moved into our apartment, I didn't even know how breakers in a house worked. That's pretty sad to be a 20-year-old guy that's married and like, what do these things do? Like, that's embarrassing. You know,
Dad, the power went out. What do I do? Breakers. You didn't have the screw in
knobs,
fuse dials.
But for the company that hired me to see the stuff that I didn't even see in myself, like that diamond in the rough thing, I was always grateful for that. And that was probably the hardest thing in my heart when I did walk away was, am I being grateful for, you know, am I being ungrateful for leaving when it really was time to leave and go do my own thing? But because you build up this brotherhood, you build up these relationships, and it is a gift for your life to have this foundation of, people that are with you and they're not backstabbing you. They are part of your team. You help protect them. They protect you, especially in dangerous situations like, you know, firefighters, police, electricians, what have you. It's an amazing thing to be part of something like that. And I don't think that gets enough credit. I think everybody just wants a paycheck. You know, me, when I went into engineering my first year, I didn't even know what I wanted. Like, I was like, oh, I'll be an engineer. I just want to make money. And then when I realized, oh, I'm going to have to sit at a desk all day, I don't think I want to do that. And then I went to college and got the trade. And I'm like, yes, this is great. For somebody like me, I get to, my real superpower is working with people, interacting with people. The job is kind of that secondary thing. I love the people more than the actual job. Like I can remember certain jobs because of the people that I worked with on those jobs. Not the, you know, unless something blew up or was on fire, you know, I think it's a huge gift in this day and age, especially after, you know, being in isolation for 2 years, to become, you know, get out of high school and become part of a brotherhood and really, you know, work with people and work together towards something bigger than yourself. That's huge. And the trades will do that. You know, like I said, firefighters, police, it's an amazing thing to be part of a team.
I completely agree. Mr. Doyle, you got anything else to add?
No, that was excellently put.
I think that is a good spot for us to drop off here, because this could go on for two more hours otherwise, because Alex has that much more banter in him. But, so Alex, I want to thank you again for A, reaching out and saying, hey, I'd like to come back on the show. be sharing some of your vision and passion and letting us see a little bit inside of where you want to go and what you want to do instead of just talking shit the entire time. But thank you for sharing some of your true insights and opportunities. And as always, you are our number one Canadian guest.
Number one.
Can't wait to come back again. Had fun.
He's thinking there's a third time. Holy shit.
Oh, there's going to be a third time. I got something queued up for that.
Oh, great.
Awesome. I got it queued up.
Perfect. That's spectacular. So again, thank you so much, Alex, for your time today. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you for listening to Blue Collar BS, brought to you by Vision Forward Business Solutions and Professional Business Coaching, Inc. If you'd like to learn more on today's topic, just reach out to Steve Doyle or myself, Brad Herta. Please like, share, rate, and review this show, as feedback is the only way we can get better. Let's keep blue-collar businesses strong for generations to come.